Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. The Trump administration's tough talk on immigration and campaign promises of a border wall have given new meaning to an annual festival on the Texas-Mexico border. Recently, residents from both sides met in the middle of the muddy Rio Grande to reunite with family members and recall a time when they could cross the border with ease. Carlos Morales has more.
Seeking reprieve from the 100-degree heat, residents of both Mexico and the U.S. are soaking in the waters of the Rio Grande. But that's not all they're here for. For Marina Rodriguez, the Voices from Both Sides Festival, also known as Fiesta Protesta, is more like a family reunion. Rodriguez has sisters in Mexico, she says, and her family have been coming to the event since it started 6 years ago in this border community just outside of Big Bend National Park.
Todos somos una familia.
In the eyes of God, we're all one family, Rodriguez says. You can put up walls and walls, but we'll overcome everything. In the past, residents of Lajitas or Paso Lajitas could hop into a boat here and cross to the other side of the border. It was an informal crossing point.
Maybe a dozen people a day, maybe two dozen sometimes before.
Jeff Hayslip is one of the festival organizers. He says kids used to make the 30-meter trek across the river to go to school. Others just to get a bite to eat. But that changed shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks when the government tightened border security and the informal port at Lajitas closed. This festival calls for the port to be reopened, and Hayslip thinks it's possible, especially now. He says that's because President Trump has created a conversation on immigration.
Let's talk about it. Let's make it better. We can do that. You know, hey, Trump, you know what? Thanks for the help, just making the conversation get started.
Crossing the river is illegal, of course. And in the first few years, Border Patrol agents were stationed nearby, watching overhead. But Brewster County Sheriff Ronnie Dodson says that presence has tapered off in recent years. He says as far as this event is concerned, his office is only worried about safety.
The crossing back and forth from the river is not our issue. I mean, we don't enforce, you know, any kind of immigration laws and stuff like that. You know, I couldn't even speak to it.
Back at the river, the banks of the Rio Grande have muddied as hundreds of people cross into the water. There, a weathered boat has become a makeshift altar as Pastor Sarah Gook and her church from New Mexico offer communion to people in the river.
There is no border. There is nothing that separates one country from another, one people from another.
Gook says the recent talk of border walls and President Trump's hard-line approach to immigration have given the festival some new meaning.
The rhetoric coming out of our administration is giving people an image that doesn't exist. The image of the border, the difference, the us and them, it is man-made. It is not real.
On the Mexican side of the river, a man sits in a tree looking over the festival. He doesn't give me his name, but he tells me he came down from Midland and has been making the trip here for years. He says the event reminds him that the two towns are like brothers, and the people here like neighbors. They need the port of entry to return, he tells me. And he thinks it can happen, even, he says, with the Trump administration's strict approach to the border. In West Texas, I'm Carlos Morales.
Texas lawmakers are discussing the state's ongoing efforts to track prescription opioids in an effort to prevent overdoses. In a hearing at the state capitol, health officials said they're doing a better job tracking and flagging problems. But Ashley Lopez reports there's still some issues to work out.
Allison Benz is the executive director of the Texas State Board of Pharmacy. That's the state agency responsible for the licensing and registration of Texas pharmacists. She told lawmakers that pharmacists are reporting more prescriptions and they are reporting them faster, which Benz says has been helpful in fighting opioid abuse in the state. Over time, she says Texas prescribers have been writing fewer opioid prescriptions. But she says those prescriptions that are being written are for a pretty high dose.
So we're above that U.S. average, and you know it has declined, but it is still above that 50 MMEs, which is where you see the increased risk.
MME means morphine milligram equivalent. It's how we calculate how strong an opioid dose is. According to Benz, any dose over 50 MME increases the risk of an opioid overdose by at least two times. In Texas, the average MME for opioid prescriptions is 56.2. Among other recommendations, Benz suggested prescribers switch to only electronic prescriptions. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.